Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The case of a former Philadelphia police officer on trial for the murder of Eddie Irizarry during a traffic stop 2 years ago in the city's Fairhill neighborhood is now in the hands of the jury. Deliberation starting just hours after Mark Dial testified in his own defense. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson has been following the case.
Tearfully, Mark Dial recalled August 14th of 2023 that he was with a partner that day that he wasn't usually with. And when they encountered Eddie Irizarry on East Willard Street, he says the partner exited his car with his gun drawn. Dial said that when he got out and saw the service weapon out, he believes Irizarry was armed with a gun and saw him then reach around the side of his body, but he couldn't see what he was reaching for because there was a glare on the glass. He said in that moment he was concerned and then thought he saw a gun, a black handle with something that looked like it was pointing at him. I thought I was going to get shot in the face, Dial said. Dial said he heard the partner say gun, and that's when he fired. He said he wanted to try and save Irizarry, so he took him to Temple. And then he said later when he found out that Irizarry died, it was one of the worst feelings in my life. When the prosecutors crossed, they asked about whether he heard the partner say knife or gun. Dial said he only ever heard the word gun.
A use of force expert who was a former New Jersey state trooper testified that he believes in all his training that Dial was justified in the shooting. A man was shot in a West Oak Lane apartment, and police had to carry the victim down three floors to get him out of the building. He ended up dying at the hospital. KYW's Tim Jimenez, that story.
Police were called to go to Ogontz Avenue close to Middleton Street about 11 at night for the report of a shooting. Chief Inspector Scott Small says officers went in a third-floor apartment unit and found a 54-year-old man on a mattress.
And he was suffering from multiple gunshot wounds to his torso, his hip, his lower back, and leg. He was conscious, but he was in a lot of pain.
So the cops had to lift him up and carry him down three flights of stairs to get him outside to the medic unit that was waiting. They rushed him to the hospital. He was critical at first, but police say he died early in the morning. Police aren't sure of a motive or who the shooter could be. They say there were surveillance cameras outside the building, but the ones inside weren't working.
There were three others in the building at the time who heard the shots but didn't see where they came from. They were taken in for questioning. SEPTA is looking at leasing part of the historic Wanamaker building across the street from its Center City headquarters. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
SEPTA wants to rent space about the size of a football field on the fifth floor of the Wanamaker building. It would be used for classrooms to train new operators. This comes after the Federal Transit Administration last summer ordered SEPTA to beef up safety training, says the transit agency's chief planning officer, Jody Holton.
We need to do this because of the FTA. We are expecting that this might help us with some of our turnover, some of the attrition that we struggle with bus operators.
SEPTA has a goal of bringing in 60 new operators a month to keep up with attrition and retirements. Consolidating training near headquarters, Holton says, would be more efficient than trainers traveling to depots throughout the city. None of the SEPTA classrooms would be on the lower floors of the Wanamaker building where Macy's was.
The SEPTA board will vote Thursday to authorize a $1.7 million a year lease agreement. The Pennsylvania chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics is alerting parents of the dangers of button and lithium batteries. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
In the U.S., a child is treated for button or lithium battery ingestion about 3,500 times a year. These batteries are in common household items like key fobs, remote controls, calculators, and even some children's toys. Dr. Christine Cummings, a pediatric emergency medicine fellow at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, says they could be as small as the tip of a pencil eraser.
They're very, very thin, and so it's very easy for them to sort of slip out of where they're supposed to be, fall on the floor, somebody put it in their mouth, and then they sort of go into the spiral of needing to get emergency attention.
And she says that emergency treatment is critical, so call 911 immediately.
Parents are advised to keep devices with button batteries out of reach and use tape to secure battery compartments. Offshore wind may not be dead after all. The Trump administration has reportedly reached a deal with New York to resume construction. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty spoke with an offshore wind opponent who isn't happy about this potential change of course.
Multiple published reports say New York Governor Kathy Hochul and the Trump administration have agreed on a deal to resume construction on a project off Long Island in exchange for a pipeline approval that would send natural gas from Pennsylvania to New England through New York. Robin Schaefer with Protect Our Coast says these reports are surprising and incredibly concerning for him nonetheless.
We feel like it's a major domino. If it falls, all these other projects that up till now, you know, were dead could be revived.
So far, no comment from Governor Phil Murphy or Democratic leadership in Trenton about any potential deals that could be made to restart projects in New Jersey. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, you can get 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Contact your local Honda dealer today. Offers applicable only to well-qualified buyers.